How did I get here? I worked for Merck. I sold Vioxx. Does anyone remember Vioxx? Oh, yeah, it killed people. It killed people, and Merck knew it. So another reason I'm here today is because I sold a drug that killed people, and that haunts me. So when I came back with my vaccine-free son from Europe, and I saw this whole push for vaccines, and when SB277 came out of the docket, I said, holy smokes, this is where they're going next. I cannot not speak out about this. My experience selling Vioxx, which I won sales awards for, 4 times increase in heart attack and risk and death. Merck knew this. They stopped a study that we were already talking about with doctors. And then all of a sudden, your materials are confiscated and you can't talk about it anymore. And if you ask questions, well, you don't get answers. It was the largest drug recall ever. $6 billion was paid out in fines. But you know what? It was still a blockbuster drug. They still made $10 billion off of it. All of those lawsuits, all of the people that died, just the cost of doing business. Profit over people. That's what they care about. We cannot rely on that system. The FDA officially said 50,000 died. Others say 500,000 people died of Vioxx in the 5 years it was on the market. And it never should have been on the market. I left before it was even pulled from market. The shadiness that was going down was too much for me. How do they do it? Well, the indoctrination starts early. You guys know this. 200 Harvard Med students said, get pharma out of our education. Get them out of our professors' offices. Get them out of our curriculum. Pharma has ghostwriters. I have a friend in New York City who does it, who writes curriculum for medical schools. They write the textbooks. And you know what Harvard did? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. We have to save ourselves. What about research? Everybody says, oh, Brandy, but there are studies backing up vaccines. Who funds them? Who funds them? Pharma funds 75% of pharmaceutical drug studies. They fund pretty much all of the vaccine studies, either through the NIH or through a foundation, through the CDC. They're biased. But don't believe me. Believe Dr. Richard Horton. He's the current editor-in-chief of The Lancet, one of the most prestigious medical journals. He even says, today, perhaps half of scientific literature is simply untrue. Why? Because of conflicts of interest, small study samples, biased. Did you know that pharma can stop a study that gets negative results and not even tell the FDA? They did it with Vioxx because it's legal. What about the FDA? They're here to protect us, right? They're the regulatory agency. They protect us from dangerous chemicals in the food, in water, in drugs, right? Do you know who was just nominated, or actually put to head the FDA? Dr. Califf. Has anyone heard about this? This right here is a scandal. Even the New York Times said his drug ties are scaring people. He is the ultimate pharmaceutical industry insider. He had a conflict of interest section declaring financial support from 20 biotech and pharmaceutical companies, and he's heading the regulatory agency. The CDC, Center for Disease Control, is just as bad. Julie Gerberding, she ran the CDC for 78 years. She doubled the vaccine schedule. The childhood vaccine schedule was doubled in her tenure. Guess what? She got a really good reward. She went to head Merck's global vaccine division worth $5 billion. 2 months into it, she cashed in $3 million in stock options. Pharmaceutical industry, you guys know this. They create customers, cradle-to-grave customers. But us adults, you know, we're already on a ton of meds. Where's the real money? It's in the kids. And it's in vaccines. How are they doing on their quest to keep us sick? These are some shocking numbers. 1 in every 3 men will die, 1 in every 4 women of cancer. 1 in 12 women now have an autoimmune disorder. I see it in my friends in their 30s. Lupus, arthritis, gut issues, IBS, Crohn's disease. I got IBS right after a Hep B round. right before I went to Merck, I had to go to the doctor and I got a Hep B vaccine. 2 weeks later, I was diagnosed with IBS. I had hives and I got arrhythmia. There is a lot of things that are going wrong in our medical system, and vaccines are a huge part of the problem. All of these things on here, they're considered side effects of vaccines. Have you seen the vaccine inserts? I don't make this stuff up. There are thousands of studies showing the links between vaccines and the toxins and these issues that we're seeing. It's not just the vaccines, but they're a part of it. 60 million have allergies, 30 million have asthma. These are all autoimmune disorders. Do you know my friends in Europe? They're like, Brandy, what do you mean you can't bring peanuts to your son's school because of allergies? Like, who's allergic to food? That doesn't make sense. You're allergic to food and to air, hay fever, right? Wild animals who aren't a part of our medical system, don't get vaccinated. Do they have asthma? Do they have hay fever? Are they allergic to food? Are they allergic to air? What is normal in our country should never be normal. This is not normal. And we shouldn't accept it as normal. And do you know what happens after vaccines now? Children are going to the ER with seizures and they're being told it's normal. Parents are being told that febrile seizures are normal. That is not normal. And those are the lucky ones that make it to the ER. We have 10,000 babies dying of SIDS every year within days of vaccines. This is the first generation of kids that is sicker than their parents, and experts say they will not outlive them. What is going on? I'll tell you, medical science has made such tremendous progress that there's hardly a healthy human left. From the Mayo Clinic, cancer is a mutation of genes after birth. It is not genetic. Don't let anyone play that little argument with you. After birth, due most often to environmental toxins, chemicals, smoking, pollution, radiation. Autoimmune disorders, mostly due to environmental factors, same thing. We're poisoning ourselves. And there are a lot of things that are part of this picture. The air we breathe, the food we eat. We're under a toxic soup, and we have to control whatever exposures we can and minimize it. And you know what? Vaccines are a part of that. Vaccines contain those same chemicals that we don't want to breathe in. The formaldehyde that we, you know, in the Chinese wood flooring. Did you hear about that? Yeah, don't get wood floors from China, guys, because it off-gasses formaldehyde, and that causes cancer, according to the EPA. But don't talk about it in vaccines. Injection versus ingestion. Anything you inject goes straight to vital organs. Things you ingest, they go through the body's natural defense, natural detox pathways. Most gets filtered out. 99% of aluminum that's eaten, it's filtered out through the body. 99% of aluminum that's injected goes straight to the brain and then to the gut. Injection versus ingestion. This is so critical. We have to get people to understand this. Those same chemicals that are in the food and the water, Flint, all of this, formaldehyde, aluminum, heavy metals, lead, all of that, in vaccines. Why is nobody talking about this? To me, that's crazy. Why aren't we talking about this? And I hope after this talk, you will talk about it. Because we need to. Somebody needs to. Because our health has taken a nosedive. And pharma's going to keep pounding us. They aren't done.